We welcome all of you to Grace Bible Church this morning. In our call to worship, I want to draw your attention to Psalm 141. This past week, I was reading through this passage of Scripture, and the Lord just laid on my heart some thoughts regarding prayer and the worship of the Lord. I want to read the first three verses of Psalm 141. Lord, I cry unto Thee, make haste unto me, give ear unto my voice when I cry unto Thee. You see, the almost utter begging that the psalmist is doing here, that God would bend His ear toward his prayer. But then he says this in verse 2, let my prayer be set forth before Thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. Set a watch, O Lord, before my mouth. Keep the door of my lips. Have you ever considered, as you pray, whether it be in private or whether it be in public, in whatever situation that the Lord puts you in, as seeing your prayer as incense? You know, that's how it was pictured in the Old Testament. Whenever the priests would offer the incense unto the Lord, a very prescribed ingredients that were to be used. They were not to deviate from the formula that God had given in the very beginning for the incense. And it was used to represent 24/7 the prayers of the saints. I wonder how our prayer would change if we considered and asked God, Lord, help my prayer to be as incense. Incense smelled good. When you walked into the tabernacle, or when you walked into the temple later when it was built, the smell of incense would permeate the air, the sweet savor that was a sacrifice unto the Lord. I wonder many times how self-absorbed and self-centered our prayers are, and that takes away from the scent or the ointment of praying. We need to be careful as we pray, and as we think of this in regard to worship, our prayers should be for God's glory. Can God be glorified in the request that I am asking for? And he evidently had a very serious need that he wanted to bring before the Lord, but at the same time, he wanted his prayer to be as incense, that it would be pleasing unto the Lord, that it would be a wonderful scent in God's nostrils, if you could picture God in that way, and we put it in earthly terms. And so I want to encourage you this morning and throughout the summer months, as we are not in a regular schedule, so to speak. We're more of a looser schedule for many that are involved in schools and so forth like that. That as you pray, that you would consider the glory of God utmost in all of your praying. And that you would ask God, Lord, help my praying to be as incense, a sweet smell before Thee, not the smell of selfishness, but the smell of God's glory. That's what ought to be in our prayers. And that takes some thought. That takes some heart connection with the Lord. Lord, and the way, what am I asking for? What am I seeking from His hand? Is it purely selfishness that I'm seeking this for, or is it for God's glory? Am I honestly considering His glory? That's the difference between a prayer that's purely selfish and a prayer that's a sweet savor before God. May God help us in that regard as we worship Him today.